Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
This is what I tell them. Look.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it. Hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And I'm going to just tell you, I've been excited about this one. I've been excited to have Coach T. Rogers in the building.
Yes, we in here. Let's go.
Let's go, baby. But Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to sharing your journey.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here. I'm so excited that you asked me to be here. I know it's going to be fun. You're always a good time. Good vibe. So let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's go. Well, let's dive into it, Coach. If you don't mind sharing with the audience, you know, a little bit about your background and your journey so they have an idea of who you are and what it is you do.
Okay. So again, I am Coach T. I am the head girls basketball coach and assistant campus coordinator here at Cypress Springs High School. I am a CFISD product myself. So this is home, not really home. I'm a Sci Falls Eagle graduate, but I've been here at Cypress Springs for 9 years. So after, you know, playing high school basketball myself, I went the JUCO route. So shout out to my JUCO product people out there. It was the best 2 years of my life. I learned so much about myself, about the game of basketball, and just learned to grow into my own person. After that, I continued to play basketball at the Division II level, where I was able to get my bachelor's and then later on my master's, and then started coaching. I tell people all the time, I didn't choose coaching. Coaching chose me. So right after I graduated with my master's, I dove into the coaching career, and here I am.
That's so good. You know, just as I hear you talk about your journey, there's so many things that that came up for me. I think the first thing is just the opportunities, you know, that come from that. Like you look at, like you talked about, you know, junior college, you learn so much about yourself. Yeah, you learn the game, and I was. But man, when you're off on your own,
listen,
it's just me.
Listen, like, man,
you learn so much about yourself. Right.
You absolutely do. You get thrown out there. And again, I mean, I'm from Houston, Texas. I've never seen snow before. So when I got shipped off to Northeast Nebraska to play junior college basketball, I'm like, okay, no, like I'm not going to practice.
It's
super different. But again, you just kind of learn. And you grow up really fast, and you figure it out. And that's just what I did.
That's cool. And I think another thing I think about too is relationships, you know, along that journey. Cause as you were tracking your journey, I was reflecting on my journey as well in sports, and like same thing, getting out of the box, leaving far from home,
you
know, meeting some good people, doing different things.
Absolutely.
But those relationships have been amazing. And a lot of those, you know, I still have today, and you know, actually a couple of my teammates I talked to today.
It's same. It's funny. My JUCO coach texted me last night, and I got to text him back. I'm a horrible texter, but he texted me last night a picture of me and his son, back when I was there in 2002 or three or whatever. And he was like, "This is just a picture I found going through my albums," and I'm like, that was my coach all these years ago, and he still had that picture because I loved his kids. And just it was just an experience meeting different people that I would never normally run into or be friends with or anything. But we're still, you know, we're still close because that JUCO life, if anybody went JUCO, that JUCO life is different.
Yeah. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
I would say that just graduating from high school and going to Northeast Nebraska, never giving up. I think, you know, coming out of high school, my high school coach, shout out to Coach Vera, who shipped me off to Northeast Nebraska. You know, it was just an opportunity to do something different, you know, do something that I didn't think that I could do. I didn't get serious about basketball to my senior year. And, you know, everybody was like, oh, you're good at it. And I'm just like, it's okay. But she was like, no, you're going to go and you're going to go do this. You're going to go get your education and it's going to be for free. And these are the people that are offering you to play for free. So stepping out of my comfort zone and just taking that leap of faith to go there and learn, you know, just learn about different things and meet different people. Another thing I would say is building a program, branding Cypress Springs High School girls basketball. I think when I got here, it was a down program. A lot of people were like, why are you taking that job? And, you know, they're not very good. And, you know, a lot of people had a lot of negative things to say about Cy Springs. And I didn't believe anything. I wanted to take the program where it was and think in my mind, you know what, can't get any worse. I can only get there and do better. So, you know, that's just something that I did. And, you know, failure is not an option. That's something that I always say. Failure is not an option.
Come on.
So, so it's like, we're going to do whatever. Football practice just ended. So let me close.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah. No worries.
So again, building my brand here at Cypress Springs High School was really important. You know, coming here and a lot of people didn't believe in something that could happen. Winning a district championship was something that was never done before I got here, and just doing whatever it takes to be successful. Just, you know, getting good people around you. You know, getting good people around you, people that you trust. I was able to hire my best friend, Coach Ryder, here. And ever since then, we've been successful. So, you know, just building a program is something I'm extremely proud of. And the third thing I would say, probably, I mean, just anytime a kid goes to the next level, I feel like, you know, I've had an impact on their future. Again, this isn't a place, this isn't a basketball mecca. You know, this isn't a place where a lot of great basketball girls basketball players come out of. So anytime we can get a kid to the next level, I'm extremely proud of that. I feel successful, whether it's JUCO, D3, NAI, wherever it is, if they go on to get a college opportunity, that's it. And so, again, just believing in them, because so many people, and sometimes their own selves, don't believe in them, and just getting them to the next level.
That's good. Well, just hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you discuss the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
That's a good question. To be honest, my definition of success would just be something you care a lot about and doing whatever it takes to get it. Again, failure is not an option. And I say that all the time. You have to do whatever it is you have to do. It takes what it takes. I'm just a JUCO Division II basketball player who won a couple district championships here at Cy Springs High School. So I was given the opportunity, and I'm just making the most of it, to be honest.
And you are definitely have made the most of it and are doing great things, Coach. That's good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So now what I want to do, Coach, is just I want to throw out three words or phrases at you. And if you don't mind, just tell me what comes to mind or heart when you hear these words. You good with that?
Okay. I'm good with that.
All right, so the first word is triple threat.
Oh, triple threat. I'm thinking I'm good at everything. I triple threat. I bring a lot of stuff to the table. What are your three best attributes? It's not, don't give it the basic, triple threat. We stepping off the hardwood. You know, we go triple threat. What are three things that you are known for, that you're going to do well at, that people know you for. That's my triple threat.
Okay, that's good. And you came out the gate with that one on them, Coach. They weren't ready. Okay. All right.
What's next? I'm
let's
ready.
Let's go. The next one. The next one is living and learning.
Living and learning. I would say being okay with failure. Because if you're going to be successful, you're going to fail at something. So you got to live and you got to learn. You got to experience new things. You got to step out of the box and just, if you care about it enough, you gotta do whatever it takes to get it. So you got to live. You got to learn. You got to learn and grow through experiences.
Love it. I love it. So the last one, Coach, this is the good one. So I'm going to warn you.
Right.
And then I'm going to pause a little bit before I give it to you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. The last one is legacy.
Legacy. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Legacy. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Legacy. You know, when people talk about legacy, I think of, what do I want people to remember me by? And a lot of people talk about that dash in between the tombstone when you're gone. You know, what is that? What comes with that dash? It's not when you were born, and it's not when you go on to the next life. What are you doing in between that is going to leave a lasting impression on those people who mean the most to you?
Man, I gave you a good word, but you sure gave me a good definition.
Okay, I nailed it too. Okay.
Let's go. Let's go, man.
Good.
So okay. I'm gonna do something a little different on this one. And I've never done this, so I'm gonna do a little different here. So I was interviewed on a podcast before, and then at the end, the guy was like, do you have a question that you would want to ask me? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, that's different. So
right,
I'm gonna do that with you. Is there any question that you would want to ask me, Coach?
I do. And you know what? Let me go ahead and talk to you a little bit. So this is the book that I'm working on right now. Can you see that? Does it show?
Yes, it's popping in there. I see what it is.
Yeah. So I'm working on that, and I just started it. So my question to you is, I see a lot of familiar faces in this one, you know, a lot of famous people. So my question to you is, who is someone that you have not met that you would like to meet and maybe talk to, have a conversation with, interview? Who would that person be?
Can I go two, dead and alive? Can I go two?
Okay. All right. You can do two.
Okay. So the first one, of course, Martin Luther King. That's a,
okay.
That's a man.
Ooh, that's a given, right?
That's a given right there. But I think the next one, like I would go John Gordon. I've met him. I would go.
Okay.
I would go E.T.
Oh, yeah.
I would go E.T., but I met E.T., but so then that puts me down to Inky Johnson. I haven't met Inky.
Okay.
And so I would love to sit down and chop it up with Inky and just pick his brain on some things. I love the way he operates. I love his delivery.
Right.
How he lives from his story and his raw passion and fire.
Right.
In a kind of humble assassin kind of manner.
Every time.
Every time he is money. So I think that's who it would be for me. That's good, Coach. I like that.
We got the shot. I'm gonna mention Inky. Inky's gonna see this. We're gonna put it out there in the atmosphere. It's gonna happen. You're gonna meet Inky in 2023. We claiming it.
Let's go.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, as we close, I just want to say again, thanks so much for taking the time, and I'd love for you to have the opportunity to share with the audience, you know, your social. They can go follow you and check you out and your program, and show you some love with all of the amazing things you got going on, Coach.
Yes, for sure. I do a little bit of Twitter. I love to tweet out great things about our girls. So it's not about me, it's about them. So y'all follow our girls basketball page at Sci Springs GBB. Again, we tweet out a lot of great things that's happening in our program. Try to give a lot of shout outs to these girls as they put in a lot of hard work on and off the court. They're great kids who just need love and support and somebody who believes in them. So follow us again at Sci Springs GBB.
Well, there it is. Again, I want to say thank you, and thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless.
All right.
Go get it.